If you're like me, you're one of the lucky ones, able to work from home during the pandemic. But millions of Americans have already lost their jobs, and others are having to go out in public to work, including, of course, healthcare workers, but also delivery drivers. We're going to hear now from two people who are experiencing this pandemic differently, starting with Daniela Humphreys in Austin, Texas. She's a clinical research nurse who was recently laid off. Daniela, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, first of all, let's talk about what it's been like for you to file for unemployment since you have been laid off. A lot of people have had a lot of trouble even getting through and getting the kind of help that they need.
Correct. I haven't been able to apply.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And how much time are you spending trying to do that?
I kind of limited myself because it was driving me crazy to keep trying. So at first, I really didn't think it was going to be this hard. I started at like 50 calls a day, then I went up to 100, and now I limited myself to 400 times a day, and then I'm done for the day.
Wow. Wow. And what happens when you call? Do you just get a busy signal or what?
Sometimes it's a busy signal. Sometimes it'll ring and then go to a busy signal. Sometimes I'll get all the way through the prompts. It starts asking just the general questions like it does online. And then once it transfers you, because it asks like if it's related to Corona and all of that, and once it transfers you, it'll say that they apologize due to the overwhelming response. Nobody can take your call. They're open on Saturdays and try again.
And what about online?
I don't know. There's an issue online. Some people are able to do it. A lot of the people I work with were able to do it same day and they're already receiving benefits. But when I do it, an error comes up saying that I can best be served by calling the 1-800 number. So I'm not able to. And I don't know what the issue is because I've never been able to speak to anybody.
How long are you going to be able to get by without getting unemployment benefits?
That's a good question. So I've called the bank. I've called the electric company. I've called like all my credit cards, my car. Everybody has pretty much given me a month. The mortgage is an issue because they are giving you a 3-month with no penalty, but the lump sum is due at the end of the 3 months, which if I have no income, there's no way for me to pay. So I'm really not sure like what's going to happen at that point. I have some savings, but right now I'm using that mainly for food and I'm trying to save a portion of my mortgage. I got really, really lucky. And one of my neighbors, her boss called her on Monday and she asked if she knew anybody who had been laid off recently and she's going to pay my mortgage for a month.
Wow. Now you also have a son and a niece living with you.
Correct.
So have you had to cut back on anything when it comes to them?
On everything. Even our groceries, which I didn't realize. I mean, I've been blessed, so I never really had to budget. You know, it's kind of just we get whatever we want. We enjoy it. We go out to eat. Now it's kind of like we have to eat. So I started going through my freezer. We're eating everything that's in the freezer before I have to buy groceries again. I'm trying to go through all the canned foods and things like that. I'm worried about the electric bill because it's going to be pretty high. It's in the 90s now. And so I kind of just close the windows at all, like during the day, we close the blinds, we try to keep it as cool as possible. And then at night we open everything up to let it cool down again.
Now, what about health insurance? Your employer has agreed to pay your health insurance through this month, but what happens after that?
I won't be insured. And so my son's father, he's going to be able to put him on his insurance because it's a life event. And then for me, I'm not sure, and I have to have insurance. That's another big thing. What I tried to do was refill all of my medications for 90 days for now. I had thyroid cancer, so I can't be without medication. So I at least have that for now, and then I'll just have to figure it out at that point if I get there and I still don't have insurance.
So, Daniela, if there's somebody listening to this, either in Austin, Texas, the state capital there, or in Washington, what would your message be to them right now?
We need help and we need it soon. I worry about other people. I'm lucky that I did have some savings. I think I can make it maybe 6 weeks to 8 weeks without it, depending on what I pay and don't pay. But there are some people who don't have that and I have no idea how they're eating. Like we have zero money coming in and you can't sleep at night.
And you still feel like you're one of the lucky ones.
Unfortunately, yes. I mean, I've heard other stories and I feel like at least I can buy food, you know? That's like the big thing. We have a roof over our head right now. I don't know what other people are doing. If they have no money, what are they eating? I don't know. And they have families, they have kids who are sick. We're in trouble.
That is Daniela Humphreys, who is a laid-off clinical research nurse in Austin, Texas, who has been trying, like so many people, but unable yet to file for unemployment. Daniela, good luck to you, and thank you so much for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate your time. Good luck to you as well.
And now let's turn to Sabrina Lee in Atlanta. She is working through this crisis doing deliveries. She works for DoorDash, Uber Eats, Postmates, and soon to be Instacart and Grubhub. Sabrina, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that's a lot of places to be working for. How much time are you spending making deliveries?
All day. I start at 7:30 in the morning. Then I take little breaks throughout the day, and then I stop when the sun goes down.
And what kind of precautions are you taking as you do that? Are you wearing a face mask everywhere you go?
Absolutely. I have a bunch of face masks. I buy a few of them every day. So I really don't use the same mask twice, even though you can spray them or whatever. Anytime I get my hands on some gloves, which is rare, I use those. I have hand sanitizer, and I have a spray bottle full of water mixed with bleach that I spray out my bags, my delivery bags.
And when you do the handoff, how does that work with people who are accepting food or whatever you're bringing them?
If they opt for a no contact delivery, I just take it up and set it on their porch, send them a picture of it, and they get it. If they actually want to come to the door and take it from me, I'll set my bag down on the porch, open it up, put hand sanitizer on my hands, then I reach in a bag and hand them their food.
Mm-hmm. Are you worried about, even after all those precautions, that you might get sick as a result of this?
Absolutely.
I hope people are giving you some big tips.
Yes and no. Hmm. Yes, that's kind of few and far between. People who actually appreciate what we do, but a lot of people are still doing the, oh, well, I'm out of a job and I don't have that much. But, you know, my common sense would tell me if you don't have that much, then go to Aldi's, you know, buy some actual food. But there's sometimes they're being cheap. They do need to up the tips because we're out here doing something that they don't want to do, which is go out in public, pick up food, be around restaurants, open the doors, breathe all of this air. We're out on the front lines also, just like these doctors and nurses.
Absolutely. And you have three kids and you've got a husband also who I understand was laid off from his job as a trucker. Are you making enough through all these deliveries you're doing to support your family right now?
Yes, barely, but yes. I work, you know, he'll get his unemployment, but he's in Ohio right now taking care of my dad. My dad has diabetes. He has to go to dialysis 3 times a week and he's going blind. So he had to go back to Ohio to take care of my dad. So I'm holding it down here at this house, the lights, the gas, since my child is out of school, you know, I got to keep the entertainment on the television. All of that adds up, food. So that's why I have to be out 12 hours a day, every day.
How long do you think this is going to go on?
I believe they're going to keep pushing this stay in the house, shelter in place. Every month they're going to push it back. But then maybe when they get a handle on it, it's going to be October, November again, flu season. I really don't have no clue. I just know that I'm going to work as much as I can until I can't.
Let me ask you one more thing. Are these companies, you say you're working for DoorDash, Uber Eats, Postmates, soon to be Instacart and Grubhub, are they helping you out? Are they doing everything that you think they could be doing to make sure that you're able to do your job safely?
Absolutely not. DoorDash just started sending some Dashers 2-ounce hand sanitizers. They have these gloves that rip apart, but they're sending those out for free, and they're sending us a face mask, but the sides break. They could be doing more. They keep touting this, we can have no contact. Okay, that's fine for the people, but we still have to be around other people in the restaurants picking up the food. They need to up the base pay. The base pay is still $2 and $3. They know that they can help us out. What they do is they say, if you want to apply for unemployment, you can, but it's based on how much you made 3 months ago or something like that. But there's so much red tape and situations behind that. We're not getting paid. what we should be getting paid. There's no reason why they asked me to do an 8-mile order for $3. I'm losing money. That's wasting time. That doesn't make any sense. They really can step up because they're multi-million dollar companies.
Well, Sabrina, you're absolutely right. You are on the front lines, just like so many other people right now. So thank you for what you're doing. And I hope that you're able to stay safe and keep making the money that you need to survive through this crisis.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That is Sabrina Lee, who is working for DoorDash, Uber Eats, Postmates, soon to be Instacart and Grubhub to support her family through this crisis. She joined us from Atlanta. And let us know how you're doing. Are you working through the pandemic, or have you been laid off? And are you having trouble filing for unemployment, wondering when you will work next? You can tell us at hereandnow.org.